is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark summer movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like
Hallmark summer movies.
I'm Dan. I despise Hallmark summer movies. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast. That's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
A little daytime drama.
What are you talking about?
A little daytime drama.
What are you talking about?
A little daytime drama.
What you talk about?
It's a daytime drama.
What you talk about?
It's a daytime drama. Trick-a-trick-a-trick-a-trick drama.
Trick-a-trick-a.
Trick-a-trick-a-trick-a-trick drama.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Oh boy, man. Couldn't be better, Brand.
A Tuesday.
Funky fresh.
A Tuesday Tuesday's the new Wednesday. Wednesday's the new Thursday. Thursday's
Tuesday's
the new Friday.
Tuesday's the new hump day.
That's right.
That's true.
Wow. That's
and we're wild. Here to help. We're
yeah,
here
we
to
are.
Help.
Getting you through it.
That's right.
One step at a time.
Ba-da-dum. Bum, bum, bum,
the good news is
Jordan Sparks coming to Hallmark, everybody.
Ooh, ooh. She's made it. You know, our last Pavey movie, A Little Rocky, Bran.
A little bit of daytime rocky.
Daytime drama, if you will. Man. Get the feeling we're going to turn a corner here.
I do too. Yep. I bet you're nothing but
just effusive with your praise.
Yeah. Unguarded with your praise.
Unguarded.
Guys, I'm never guarded.
Never.
People look at me and they're like, that guy's never had a guard up in his life.
Not a one.
I'm an open book. Read me. Speaking of books, I'll Be Home for Christmas Movies. It's on pre-sale now. You can buy the autograph version.
Ooh.
where it's a
Premier,
it's official.
Right.
They will send you a thing that says this is real. If you're buying the bootleg autograph copies on the internet, don't do it.
No.
They're not official.
No.
You can tell because that guy signs the I with a little heart at the top.
Yeah.
For Daniel. It's yeah. different.
Both of us, little heart. You'll think we both decided to do that on our own.
Yeah.
Are either of you guys signing the books as Daniel?
I typically, when I sign things, I sign my name and just put Dan underneath it.
Okay.
Like, because my signature is hard to read, and I just put Dan in quotes. And you do the
How
same
do you
thing.
Do it?
No. This happened. The first time we were asked sign shirts,
yep.
No, like, Panda was glad I went first because he would have had no idea what to do.
Yeah.
I signed my name and put Dan in quotes underneath it, and then you just did the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Right next to it.
I think this time, though, I'm going to throw a dodgeball with each one. Curveball with each
dodgeball?
One.
Dodgeball?
You're never going to see what's going to happen Damn. With my signature.
You're never going to see what's going to happen. That's true. Yeah. I just do a B and a squiggle.
Well, yeah. People, mine is definitely
people get the
same
point,
thing.
Right?
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
I'll Be Home for Christmas Movies. It's coming out. And we finally got, like, we have seen it. And we can officially say it's a real book.
It is a real book.
Yeah. Yep.
So we're very excited about that. Guys, anything else? Fall coming up. We're really excited about that. Christmas. Mm-hmm. The Mysteries.
Bramble Fest. Come on.
If you haven't bought your tickets for in-person or virtual, what are you waiting for?
Come on.
Is a question that I have for you. What are you waiting for?
We're a month out, boys.
Yeah.
Man, can you believe it?
Can't wait.
Panda, you were telling me just the other day about how excited you were for, what was the part of Bramble Fest you were most excited about?
Oh yeah, the cookie bake.
The
cookie bake. I mean, we're bringing in 20 industrial size toaster ovens, and we're going to see who can.
Industrial size toaster ovens.
That's correct.
How big are those?
5x5.
5x5 feet?
That is my understanding. Rig was helping me
That's
order
them.
That's
a 25 square foot
toaster oven. And we're bringing in 20 of them.
For the cookie bake.
For the cookie bake.
I feel like that's bigger than just a regular oven.
Mm-hmm. It possibly. 20 of them.
Industrial.
Side by side. You line them up, they take up
And from what I understand, and Tracy's in my ear here, she has bought two power strips. We're going to plug them all in.
All into those.
To two power strips.
You guys remember when we had that Super Bowl program we did?
Oh, for VidGo?
Sweeping
the nation?
And we bought how many?
A bunch of frozen pizzas, and I bought three toaster ovens,
and we couldn't have them all plugged in.
I kept tripping the breaker, and I kept trying. I kept plugging them in all over the place, trying to put them on surge protectors. Yeah. It was a fire hazard. Yeah. I would say if our landlord knew, it wouldn't go well.
But the pizza went well.
The pizza went well. That freschetta.
You know what? The toaster ovens were really a sign of things to come with that, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah. With Vidco? No. Vidco. That's a platform, man.
It's great.
That's right.
Check it out if you want to do that with your time and your
Tommy
money.
Vidco. He's all over it.
That's right. A little daytime drama.
Little daytime drama in my life. A little daytime drama in my life. A little daytime drama in my life. A little daytime drama in my life.
Daytime drama. We really should work on these bits before we do them.
Is he in
your shot now? Switch it over. Do I get my own shot? Yo, no, Panda's no, in both of them.
I'm a double boy.
Where's he at? Where's he at? Well, how did it happen?
I don't know.
I think I had to move something out because of the internet issues we've had this week.
No, come on.
August 21st, 2021.
The only thing worse than Spectrum internet is this movie. Sorry, go ahead. 2021.
Literally impossible, Dan. Literally impossible. Spectrum's the worst. Went a little something like this. Maggie is a writer for a soap opera that's really struggling. The network is threatening to cancel that program unless they can bring back Darren Mitchell. The problem is he's been killed off the show. What are they going to do? Darren left the show a year ago. Fans weren't happy about it, but he went to go do this Broadway thing. Maggie is not happy about this because of the fact that they used to date. It's going to be awkward trying to get this guy to come back, but she also wants to save this show. So she's going to try to figure out a way to make this happen. So she comes up with some ideas. The network's like, no, just get Darren. No storyline ideas, nothing like that. Just get Darren. So she goes and she tracks him down, shows up in his backyard, and he's like, what are you doing in my yard? And he's like... Thanks, guys. Thanks. Yeah. And he's like, hey, don't want to do this. Thank you, but no thank you. Bye-bye now. He finally ends up caving and agrees to do this show for 4 weeks, from what I gather. He shows back up. The cast loves him. He loves the cast. And they start doing their stuff, and he is a wreck. He just can't say his lines. And everybody's like, what's up with this guy? What's up with this guy?
Where'd Darren go?
Where'd Darren go?
They used to do the lines.
Now I know Darren. That's not Darren.
This ain't the Darren I know.
That's not the Darren I know. And so she takes...
double dog Darren you.
So she takes Darren out to the yard. She's like, what's going on, Darren? Darren, this is not the Darren I know. That whole thing that we did, that's kind of what she does. And he's like, listen, my Broadway play bombed. I've been really anxious ever since that. I was freezing up. Like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, you can do this. I know you can. He goes back in, crushes it. They go to this soap opera convention. They're spending more and more time together. They're going for runs. Everything's just kind of coming together. But she does think that maybe...
There's nowhere to hide. Are
you yawning?
I'm trying not to.
He yawns.
Yes.
It's offensive.
We're recording these at night, to be fair.
It's offensive.
Past my bedtime.
We just started teaching. And so we're doing our best over here.
So what I'm trying to say is they're like, they're doing their
Where's
thing.
Where's Darren?
Where's Darren at? That's not my Darren.
Hashtag not my Darren.
I daring you to move.
Hey, guys, maybe it could be our Darren.
No.
No. No.
No.
Get out of here, Pat. It's a Pat move.
Such a Pat move. Should never invite Pat.
I didn't invite him. You invited him?
I didn't invite Pat.
Pat just showed
Pat
up.
Pat just showed
Pat,
up.
You just showed up.
Saying it could be our Darren.
Just showed up.
We only come here to talk about how it's not our Darren.
What were you going to say, Pat?
So it could be our Darren.
So anyways, they are kind of getting back together, but she is under the impression that he is dating somebody else. He's not. He's just doing like some acting classes or something like that. It's no big deal. And so things are serious. He gets an offer to do this new play. And he's taken under serious consideration. He reads it. He's like, I love this. Let me give it some more thought. The ratings are through the roof. Everything is crushing. And she finds out through the head honcho, oh, Darren, our Darren, it took another job, but no big deal. Just let him do his thing. It's not a big deal. And but it is a big deal to her. So she calls up his manager and is like, is this true? And he's like, yeah, it's true. And she's like, that's all I need to know. I'm going to kill him with a bus. Literally, she was going to kill him with a bus on the TV show.
I was about to say, she wasn't literally going to kill him
literally
in
the TV show.
Yeah, in the TV show.
And so he goes up to her, and he's like, what's the big deal? Like, why are you freaking out about this? I was going to tell you tonight. You're always jumping to conclusions, blah, blah, blah. Well, she finds out, thanks to an elderly gentleman who's also going to be in the play, that it is not in New York. It's in L.A. So big overreaction. She goes to find him. They make up. They kiss big ones. And they end up watching the show on TV as you do. And they kiss again. And that, my friends, was
a little daytime drama.
Not my Darren.
No, man. Not mine.
We yours? Did it. We did it.
I mean, I see him. He looks like him. Well,
we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here in an hour. Zippity doo dah, we're back, boys.
Oh, we are back and better than ever.
A little daytime drama, Lil.
This episode is either going to be our longest or shortest episode ever.
Well, let's find out. Let's right start now, with the hot take. We're going to break this movie down with four segments. The hot take is where we get started, because without the hot take, we have nothing to stand on.
Mm-mm. No legs.
No, no legs.
You get wobbly out there. You got to get your sea legs
under
you.
You were thinking like of a body as the thing. I was thinking of a foundation, nothing to stand on.
I was as well, but I liked where you went.
Cut your legs right off if you don't do the hot take.
That's what happened.
Panda, what you got?
Listen, this movie's a real, there's nowhere to run for me, boys.
No, there isn't.
I am omnipresent.
And both angles are wonderful, too. Yeah. They're just dynamite good.
I love it. Yeah, this movie's a real snorer. Real boring. Wish it wasn't. It had, like I said, all of the talking of a daytime drama without any of the exciting or weird plot twists that you would hope for in a daytime drama. And therefore, what you have at the end is just a real, real boring.
And you gave this movie a cream. I think we all did.
I was real excited. Yeah, I was all in on this movie.
Yeah.
And really regret that now. Really, really do regret that, because this movie is a snoozer. The ones that I really went all in on, the Reeser movie and then this one.
but also Wedding March is in that group. There's only been one, the dating show one was
the dating
the
show one's the best one so far. I should have been way bigger on that one. I've made a mistake. Guys, I think it's also where I'm at right now in my heart. Ready for fall.
Oh, okay.
Ready for fall. I have been
I
ready for
think
fall.
Being ready for fall has anything to do with the quality of this movie.
No, I don't either, but this has just pushed me to the edge where I'm like, I'm ready to wrap this up. Let's hurry these next few movies up. Let's go.
Okay.
I agree. It is a little bit of a snoozer. Here's the thing. Whenever, like with a movie like this, where it's set up for jokes on jokes on jokes, like there was a lot of soap opera jokes in this movie, and I still didn't feel like there was enough. Like I really wanted to have a field day with soap operas, and I was left wanting in that regard. I thought they were fine, but overall, just a snoozer of a story, and that's unfortunate. Dano,
we did a little vignette during the hot take. I don't know if you heard it. It's a little slice of improv where we were all in the Not My Darren film club.
Yes.
And
during the synopsis.
Yeah, during the synopsis. Yeah. My Panda's name was Pat. Brandon and I went unnamed in our characters, and all of that was miles better than anything you would see in a little daytime drama. Not just from a plot perspective of an arc with a nice denouement. Pat comes in and he spices it up, but also in an acting sense. You know, the range that we showed there, I think, rivals, I think, anything you're really going to come across in this movie. This movie is hot garbage. It gets in the dumpster fire and it's like, it's chilly. It is bad, but bad. And I want to say this on the record. I think I enjoyed Wind Calls the Heart this week more than this movie.
Yep.
And last week I defended Wedding March 6th, the wedding march to end all weddings, over Wind Calls the Heart. So you take that with the giant just morsel of salt. This movie is just awful.
It's not my Darren.
Guys, and I've been really looking at the film.
Pat!
Could be our Darren.
Pat!
You see what I'm talking about? This is good stuff.
Back off!
And I want to be clear, because I do have to make this a little bit of a thing here. Love Jen Lilly. At one point, Ryan Pavey was a friend of the show. There's nothing that can be done to save what's happening here on screen. Nothing. If you put...
That's not true. Jen Lilly's outfit, towards the end of this movie, she is rocking... a yellow blazer.
Yeah.
It is a fire outfit. That outfit alone elevated this movie.
But what I'm saying is if Chris Palaha and Nikki DeLoach in this movie, it's still bad. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Like, I see what you're saying.
I'm not, don't get me wrong. The acting is not great, but if Tyler Hines, pick him, it don't matter. If Tyler Hines
Crandall?
And Aaron Krakow come back,
Crandall.
In this movie, if Crandall's in it, It's still bad, even with Crandall in it.
I don't even want to do this show with you anymore.
I'm sorry.
Crandall's... he's done nothing to deserve that.
Man, we've got a lot of mileage out of Crandall. Yep. So I don't know how else to say it.
And that's Crandall for you.
That's Crandall for you.
Let's get to all the feels part of the show. We talk about one of those people gave us those feels. Panda.
Loved the shots of L.A.
No, you didn't.
Loved it.
I think they filmed this in Hatch, New Mexico, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what? And I can tell you for a fact, a lot going on in Hatch these days. You would want to go there.
So are you
going to
expound on that or just L.A.? You did it.
L.A. was great. More L.A.
Mm.
Not a lot of feels for Panda. Yeah, none.
Yeah. Yeah,
moving on.
Jen Lilly's outfit, fire. And I do genuinely enjoy seeing how the sausage is made. And what I mean by that is to see the sets that they are filming on and like to see the behind it, like they're filming a film crew film.
Do you think actually how soap operas were made? Do you think this is actually how the sausage gets made?
I think that like... that set with the two cameras, like I think that it was relatively realistic. I enjoy seeing, at the very least, it was an interesting change of pace. You know, usually we just get like a, you know, if they're going to show us a sausage, it's like a reality TV show sausage. Like, oh, there's somebody filming
somebody.
So you're
going to get a different sausage.
I like
that's
the different
why you gave us a cream.
That's exactly right. Dan?
No, God, no. Absolutely not. Are you serious? What are we doing right now? Cut it off. I don't, like, no. It's, no. If you give me my own camera, it's just going to get worse. I don't know. Like, it's bad. It's a real bad movie. Like.
What? If I give you your own?
If you give me my, this.
I see. Yeah. I was like, I mean.
Not like a give me a camera. What am I going to do with
what
it?
What is this, Blair Witch?
That's right.
This movie is terrible. So terrible.
So bad.
I'm so scared.
Oh my dude. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back here.
Oh, we're
right
back
now
already.
Back?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty here, boys, with the wait what. The part of the show we talk about what in this movie made us go,
buckle
wait,
up,
what? Huh? No
Panda
way.
Panda has written a novel here.
Yeah, let me tell
you. What you got, pal?
This movie doesn't have a lot of wait what's in my opinion. And the reason why, in my opinion, it does not is because they just talk and talk and talk. And it's not that the words don't make sense. They make sense. It's and that's it. They make sense. And their sentences and they're coherent and they move you from scene to scene. And so there's not a lot to sit there and go, wait, what? It's other than why are we watching this? The only thing is the press. Soap opera press thing they do or whatever.
Oh yeah, it's a writer's thing.
Yeah, writer's
convention
thing.
Or whatever.
So
not a press thing.
Darren and what's her name?
Jen.
Maggie
yep. are in this thing, and it's a small room. It's clearly there's maybe 15 people in this room.
Yeah.
They are sharing a microphone, each of them, which I don't understand. Why can't you just give them both a microphone? But the other thing is, they're all just a few feet from one another. It's not a. No. It's not. It's a very small room, and. The guy, what do you call him? DJ?
MC.
MC, yeah. He's walking around with a microphone, giving the mic to people within this very small room. Buddy, they don't need a mic.
Just stand up and ask the question.
Stand up and ask the question.
It's not hard.
It's not difficult. Guys, I can't I can't say this enough. It's a very small room.
It's very small.
It's a small room. You don't need a mic.
You nailed it, buddy.
You don't need a mic.
Yep.
Guys, that's all I got.
Crap it out.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I want to speak on behalf of people with eyes everywhere that were just thrown for a loop with the costume department's decisions in this movie in regards to Ryan Pavey. Because in one scene, you can eat, there's enough shirt there for all of us to get involved. Mm-hmm. Like if Ryan was in this room, we could all get into that shirt.
Real baggy boys.
And there's other ones where it's tight and we're all there for that. Some are the sleeves are cut off altogether. But then these baggy boys come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And all I'm asking costume department is which of you said baggy boys for Ryan Pavey? Because you deserve to be fired.
Yes.
No one's watching this movie for baggy boys. I right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, he's wearing a police officer outfit and is Officer Baggy Boy.
That's right.
Officer Baggy Boy. Dude, that shirt, there was enough shirt left over for one of us to also wear a shirt.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a lot of shirt
left over. It was shirt on shirt.
But it's fine if you want to be like, hey, on the show, they're props, whatever. Yeah. But there are actual shirts he's wearing that are like, well, I can't believe that this is what we're doing right
but
now.
But sometimes they're great. They're good. Nice there. It's wonderful. Nice there. But
they need to hug the biceps.
Yeah, you got to hug the biceps. But
I think what we're all getting at here is nobody's tuning in for bag boys.
No, I'm not tuning in for bag boys.
I know I'm not.
You said that before it started. All right, better not be any stinking bag boys.
No, get out of here with your bag boys. It's not my Darren. They would never be seen with a bag boy.
Not our Darren.
Guys, I think our Darren could wear a bag boy from time to time.
Pat, was get fitting. Them it was out fitting. Of here.
It was fitting.
Guys, I have only been to LA once for a week. But I feel like I have enough jurisdiction to say that the shot at the end of this movie with the Hollywood sign is offensive. It was just not good. I don't know what it was like. The measurements aren't there.
Yeah, no.
Hollywood sign's like this, and she's like this.
You saw.
It was weird.
You saw what everybody else watching saw aside from Panda. You're harshing on his feels of all the LA shots at this point. He probably just thought that was a real boy there.
I think it was a real boy.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you it
You're
was a
like
real boy.
You're like Pat. You know that?
You know what? Don't you ever associate me with that hack.
Okay.
I can't stand right. Pat.
Okay.
Invite him to my birthday party one time is the worthest decision of my life.
It was the worthest decision of my life.
Worstest one.
Worthest one. Somewhere in between worst and worthless, you just dove in at worthest.
And I stand by everything worthest. I just said.
Give me that back.
My last one is at the very end of this movie. It ends with generally Ryan Pavey on the couch watching TV. Mm. And she, like any sensible human, has her shoes off while she's on the couch.
Duh.
Feet on the couch. You know who doesn't?
Pavey.
Yep.
Yep.
It's just not right. It's just not right. I'll just say this. Maggie and Jen Lilly in real life does not strike me as a human that would allow that. There's no shoes on my couch.
On the couch? Yeah, that'd be brutal.
That'd be brutal.
Yeah. But isn't it his place?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's his place.
It's his place.
Well, his first rule is really always weird. Shoes on the couch.
Shoes on the couch.
And so really, she's in the wrong.
Yeah, she's in the wrong.
How dare you?
It's a shoes on the couch household.
Dan, what do you got?
So we get to hear actors talk about their time on soap operas fairly regularly on this show. And they all say that it is just a mad dash. They're doing page after page, scene after scene. You get one take, maybe, two at tops, but usually one. And they're moving. They reference it once in this movie. They say we got 180 pages to shoot today. But they all the time are like, we're shooting hundreds of pages all the time. That idea of what a soap opera is and how this soap opera runs are two very, very different things. For one, they just leave in the middle of the day. The writer, an actor, they just leave and go get a cocktail in the middle of the day. It's pretty much a part-time job. And then when Ryan Pavey has his first scene, I get it, he's back, but the entire cast is there. The producers, the writers, the directors, the actors, they're all sitting around watching him. From what we understand about soap operas, that would never, ever, ever happen unless it was the last shot of the series. People have things to do. You don't get 180 pages filmed by all sitting around watching those. They go out to get a cocktail, and Jen says that rubies stand for passion and romance, and Pavey pops back, how do you know all this stuff? All right, just sit down a second, you big galoot. She gave one fact that 90% of people could maybe deduce. It is not like she went to the Mensa well and pulled out some like rando, like just can't believe. It's just rubies stand for passion and romance. No kidding. It's just, and she writes for a soap opera. Bro, there's a number of context clues that you don't have to be Sherlock to really focus on to understand how she knows the one fact about rubies, okay? So just calm down a little bit for the love. I had the baggy clothes written down as well, but I also need to know just how bad Ryan Pavey's play was, because he says that people walked out in the middle of it.
Yeah, you don't do that.
On Broadway. You're on Broadway. You bought your ticket, and in the middle of it, you're like, man, this is just a situation. This is an ordeal. I'm out of here. It's a no-go for Dan. In the middle of the play, that has got to be all-time bad. Like, next-level bad. Yeah, that's all I got.
Let's get to the what the hallmark. It's part of the show where I believe what we've decided is we wonder what could have been, maybe happened, give some clarity to the questions that we still have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Agree on that?
Let's do it.
Panda, what you got, pal?
Yeah, I want to know more about the, like you said, the Broadway play. I'd like to know what's going on there. And I'd also like to know about this new play. What's it about? What's happening?
He's got time with the filming the soap opera to also do a play 3 nights a week.
Yeah, I just want to know. Actually, it's 3 nights a week and then a matinee on Sunday. Yeah. I got to know what it's about. I would love to see it. Would I? I don't know.
My biggest... So she shows up at his house at the beginning, and he's growing his tomatoes. Maters. And he tosses her one as she's walking out, and she's like, "You were always. I'm not going to eat this. You were always a better actor than you were a farmer." So I guess my question is, are the tomatoes bad, or is he just a really great actor? Like.
Yeah.
Are the tomatoes bad? Because they looked good.
They look great.
They looked like good tomatoes.
Which means he's an outstanding actor. So we can cross that off the list.
I guess that's it.
If they look like good tomatoes, they taste like garbage.
They taste like garbage.
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting. Womp, womp. Mine's not going to be any better for what it's
worth. What you got, pal?
I want to know about the Studio Grill. It's called the Studio Grill. Is this a restaurant where everyone sits around watching soap operas all day? Or is it B, the place where the actors and production team goes to eat and they also sit around and watch soap operas all day? Either way, I've never heard of a place like that.
I do believe it's the latter.
Like, you're watching dailies all the time. Like, why are they all getting together on pins and needles? And the shows air during the day. Aren't they filming the show during the day?
I don't. Well, that's neither here nor there.
Wham, wham. Oh, Davey.
All right, a little daytime drama, everybody. A little
daytime drama. Nothing like kicking off the week with a bad Tuesday episode.
Here's the good news.
Just kick it down the
road. Here's the good news.
Kicking it.
It's time for the double decker of the week.
The good news is that they added another summer movie. Yay!
It's time for the double decker of the week. It's the part of the show we talk about somebody who signed up for Bone Jam Plus is a double decker. Panda does that deep dive, and it is always just a tale to be told.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited, Panda. You have the opportunity to single-handedly save the show today. So no pressure.
Yeah, we did a Darren bit. I mean, this is on you. Okay. Hope you got something coming in hot. Oh, boy. Don Pasco. Don Pasco.
Guys, it's a good one. Sound the horn. This is a good one.
Yeah. Don just recently released on just a select few underground podcast channels a new podcast episode called Count Your Rosses.
Count Your Rosses.
Yep.
Okay.
So people have individual Rosses they're supposed to count?
No. It's a Bob Ross episode review. She just reviews Bob Ross episodes.
Why is it called Count Your Rosses?
Because it's just what she said. Like, count your losses, count your Rosses. That's what she said.
This is just awful. It's
so good.
I got a clap.
Yeah, you do.
Ding, 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 down and down to count my Rosses.
Oh, hey, this newest episode about Bob Ross. Today he's going to paint a beautiful painting with mountains in the background. And I really like this painting. I think it's top notch.
I hate it.
I'm not so sure.
Don, you're wrong again.
I've seen this one.
I have counted the rocks, and it is worth it.
Yeah, I've seen this one. And if it was up to me, I'd burn it. If there was a way to burn it, I'd burn it. You're with me?
Oh, burn it.
You're with me, Ted?
Is it oil-based? That could cause the environment some problems.
You know what? Worth it.
Worth it.
That's how bad this painting is, Don.
Those layers fake anyway.
Oh, I guess we're going to have to count our Rosses.
Count our Rosses.
Down.
So you know what's great about that amongst a sea of great moments? We never once said count your Ross the whole time. We said count my Ross in the opening theme. When I say we, I mean the show. The opening theme said count my Ross. And then the host, who would know because she made it up, said, did not say count your Ross, said count our Ross. So we never once said the name of the cotton picking show. We never once said it.
Do that, but there, but that up, boom. Counting Rosses.
Hey, Don.
Oh, Don, get with it.
What?
You want the Coke again? Coca-Cola Classic.
Of course.
You know how I get sugared up right before we talk about Bob Ross. Today he's painting a cabin. I like this cabin.
Not a cabin again! Burn it down!
Burn it down.
Count our Rosses.
Count our Rosses.
We'll be back tomorrow.
We got some bad info somewhere. That's Google Plus. That's the only thing I can think of.
You know what?
Two apps. We didn't get any count your Rosses in either one. Do not play a third one, Trace.
All I'm going to say is this. The good news is this episode's safe, boys.
That's right. That's right.
I typically, on the best of episodes at the
Just
end of the year, I typically don't include the double deckers of the weeks because I just, that seems like a cop out. But I think in this case, it's what you're probably going to get.
Sorry, the Darren bit didn't land us.
You know what? Darren might make it.
Darren might make it.
I'll leave that up to Brian. Brian, you pick whatever you want, pal. Right. Until tomorrow, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
We're about to play some ads that help keep the lights on here in the studio. Don't feel like you have to listen to them. You can press stop right now. Thank you so much for your support. Merry Christmas.